Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Be Unique Studios in the thriving metropolis of Merritt Island, Florida, it's Ask Mary, where she'll try to answer your questions. And remember, if she doesn't know the answer, she'll make them up. And now, here's Mary.
All right. Attaboy,
everybody. It is 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, and we are here at Be Unique Radio in the thriving metropolis of Merritt Island. And we are just getting ready to sit down and ask Mary. Mary, how are you today?
I am bubbling over with enthusiasm.
What are you enthusiastic about?
Whoever's on the other end of this phone so I can answer a question. Because, you know,
okay.
I know a lot of stuff.
I know you do. And I don't understand how, when, and where you find the time to do it. I really don't. But wait for our caller to call
in. Yars and yars of experience.
Yars and yars of experience. So how has your week been?
My week has
busy?
Been very busy.
Really?
Do you really want to hear what I've been doing this week?
Well, absolutely. I think I do, and I think the listeners want to know as well.
I've been holding my cat on my lap. I've been cooking dinner. I've been scrubbing toilets. No.
Oh.
I've been working. All of today so far. Updating our website and finding out that we've got some issues with other vendors.
Uh-huh.
What's new? Life goes on. Business is business.
Well, that's good. That's good. That sounds very good. Myself, I have been trying to get my act together, trying to get a little bit more organized because the big T season is in effect. And, of course, that is taxes. It's tax time. Got to start gathering up all that paperwork, everything, start gathering it together and try to figure out how you are going to, how you're going to make this year work. And I'm still trying to figure that out. Believe me, I'm really trying to figure that out. And I'm still, believe me, waiting on our guest because I did confirm with him this morning, and he did say he would be here, but I'm not seeing a ring-a-ding. So
I'm going to have to start giving out demerits.
Oh, gosh. 3 demerits into detention, right? Oh, boy. But let's see.
Is time alone with Mary's brain.
I think I'll take the detention.
That is worse punishment. Oh,
I'm trying to make an arrangement here.
Okay.
See what's going
on. So you texted and triple verified?
I did this morning.
Okay.
But you know.
Well, you know, stuff
happens. People get involved.
Yeah, people happen and things get in the way sometimes and we can't help what goes on.
Right. And unfortunately, sometimes things like this happens, but we can see what we can try to solve. Hang on a minute. Let me try one more thing. Maybe we can make this happen. Hang on one second. I'm going to work on this.
Okay. Da, da, da,
oh, wait a minute.
Da,
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Da,
I see our caller.
Awesome. Awesome. I can stop my Jeopardy tune.
Maybe.
Da,
maybe.
Da, da,
okay.
Da, 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 da.
All right. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I was getting a little nervous about it. But I am so glad you're here. And you are on with Mary. Mary, this is Jeff. Jeff, you've got a question for Mary.
Yes, I do, Mary.
Hit me with your best shot, man.
For Valentine's Day, I want to take my fiance back to the restaurant where we first met. Now, here's the problem. My father taught me to always look a person in the eye when you talk to them. It's a sign of respect. However, if I do that at the restaurant and look the waitress right in the eye, my fiance is going to give me the side eye. And that's an evil side eye. Now, I know that we met at a Hooters, but I don't think that should have anything to do with it. Help me out.
Okay, you want me to help you out or you want me to answer a question?
Answer the question, please. How do I deal with this? She's going to give me the side eye no matter what I do.
Well, you know the best way to handle that? Go to the other side.
Oh.
if she's going to give you the side eye from the right, move to the left. See,
well,
problem solved.
I never thought about that.
See. But what you're asking me is, how do you look the server in the eye at Hooters as a sign of respect while you're
right
there with your fiancé or your future ex-wife?
Right.
Which are we talking about?
Well, it could be that, too. I mean, you know, I'm leaving all options open. But you're right. There are two questions there.
See, I limit you guys to one per episode, and here you are trying to slip in a second question.
Can we just have an add-on for this week, Mary?
I suppose.
Thanks. All right, Jeff.
I'll endure.
Like a follow-up.
I'll suffer through.
Debate.
All right, what's your follow-up?
How do I show the waitress proper respect without getting in trouble with my fiancé?
Okay. See, I don't understand why your fiancé would have an issue with you showing respect to any other person on the earth, male or female. And if you met your fiancé at Hooters, then she already knows what kind of guy you are. You like sports and wings.
Yeah.
Why would she have a problem with you showing respect to the woman who's bringing her a mug of beer? That's my question to you.
I see your point. I see your point.
The way I look at this is, if this is the woman for you, she's not going to have a problem. See, you guys try to trick me up, but you can't. Because when I first started dating my husband, I pointed out these women to him. I showed them where they were walking through the parking lot, so I didn't have to worry about him trying to be sly on the side.
Oh.
So if your woman is your woman, she's going to love you no matter what, right? If she doesn't,
yes,
then she's your future ex-wife.
Well, that's a good way to look at it.
See my point?
Well, I appreciate that.
If you think about it, Jeff, if she's going to give you the side eye now, she's going to give you more than a side eye when you're married.
Well, she does
She's
have a
She's going to give you
a
side
spot
eye with a slice of pure hell on the side.
Jeff, do you think
so
maybe
you
can
find these things
ahead
out ahead of time. Save yourself a world of grief and a lot of money.
That's sage advice. Yep. Hey, Jeff, maybe if you brought a really extra special gift to the Hooters to maybe take her mind off your eyes.
Well, then she might stare at him.
you take her to Hooters for dinner and tell her that you'll treat her to Chippendales after dinner.
How about that?
She'll
always be thinking about what's to come instead of what's right in front. No, seriously, if she has met you at Hooters, then she knows that you're just a laid back kind of relaxed guy. You're not all stuffy and, you know, you're not into the candlelight and linen tablecloth. And
I'm a man of the people. That's the way I look at it.
Obviously, if she's wearing your ring on her finger, right?
There is a ring, right?
Yes, ma'am. There is an engagement ring. Yes, there is.
Then she's already accepted you for who you are. If she decides now or in 5 years to start changing you, then that's an issue she's got to deal with. Because you can't be changed at this point. You're at least 15,
wow,
right?
Yes, ma'am. I graduated from high school last year.
I figure by the time a young man is 15 years old, he's pretty much set in stone. There's not much change you can do in him.
Well, I don't know about
Mary,
that.
Thank
but,
you very much. That's going to give you a lot to think about in the next few days.
Well, yeah, I mean, personally, I think Valentine's Day is highly overrated. It's a lovely Hallmark Valentine's Day. It's a created celebration. If you wanted to really knock her socks off for Valentine's Day and let her know that you respect her above all other women, give her your undivided attention prior to February 14th. Don't let that be the day that defines romance for you. My husband and I do not celebrate Valentine's Day because every day is Valentine's Day for us, except for an occasional Tuesday.
I'm glad you didn't say Wednesday.
I thought about it.
I know you did. I know you too well.
I know how fragile your ego is, Tony. I wasn't going to do that to you.
Excuse me. I got to get my mop, and there's a puddle on the ground. Hey, Jeff, do you feel a little bit more relaxed about the day coming up? Do you feel a little bit more less anxious about anything happening?
Well,
even if all you do, Jeff, is send her a text and say, hey, I want to take you out to the restaurant we met at, which you know is Hooters, and you know I can't help, my eyes are going to wander because, you know, there's sports everywhere.
Yes.
But I want you to know that I love you, and you are the reason that I'm going to get married one day, whenever that day happens to be. Just send her a nice little romantic text, and she's going to be putty in your hands. We don't need a lot. We just need to be reassured a lot of times every day.
Okay.
Every hour.
And keep going.
No.
There's minutes and seconds involved too in that. I know.
Yeah, no,
because I'm married myself.
No, I think if she is secure enough in your relationship to say, yes, I will marry you, she'll be secure enough on Valentine's Day to go to Hooters with you and not worry about who you're showing respect to. Now, I will tell you this. I used to tell my kids when they were little, you do not have eyes on your fingers. No touching as a sign of respect. So
you can touch
your fiancé, but you're not supposed to touch the Hooters girls as a sign of respect. That's just not allowed.
Yeah, you need to take that off your list, Jeff.
Okay, that just changed a whole lot of strategy on Valentine's Day. Don't touch. Got it.
You're just going to have to rethink this plan, Jeff. And Jeff,
I've got a question for you, Jeff.
Yes.
Does your fiance like sports?
Yes, she does.
Well,
she likes Arkansas, and I can't stand Arkansas.
Arkansas is not a sport.
Watch the Arkansas game.
Arkansas is not
basketball.
A sport.
Well, it's not a state either, but.
No offense to those folks who stay in Arkansas.
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of give and take in a family that has two different sports themes. So, you know, you may be house divided.
I got to start to wrap this up. Jeff, before we get off the phone with you, I just got to make sure. Do you feel better? Do you feel ready for this date?
I think I've got myself 5 days to get prepped, but I've got a game plan now, and I thank you two very much for helping me put it together.
You know what? Definitely. Just every day send her a different text. You got 5 days to woo her and wow her.
So
but remember, whatever you do before you marry her, you have to continue after the vows have been said.
Okay, that's going to be a load right there, but I can work on that.
Set the bar too high right now. You're in.
Don't touch, and root for Arkansas. I can do those things.
Okay. You
and
you
know
definitely
what?
Have a plan. Sorry. That's my
No, point. I think that's the way. Send her a meme with Arkansas, even if they're losing. But especially if they're winning. Send her a GIF with your next text that has something about Arkansas, and she'll be happy.
I'll do that. Thank you very much, Mary.
You're very welcome. Happy to help.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you for calling, Jeff. And Mary, thank you once again for being that voice of reason in the wilderness. We appreciate it.
Well,
that's
going to
wrap
reason.
Us up here. That's going to wrap us up here.
Hey, that's our show for this Wednesday. We would like to thank today's guests for their question. You thought it, you asked it, and as far as Mary's concerned, she answered it. Now, if this show finds an audience, join us next Wednesday and every Wednesday at 2 p.m. And remember, if you have a question for Mary, email us at beuniquejamandbread@gmail.com. Each week, we will choose a question and bring on that guest that just asked Mary for the answer. From the Be Unique Studios in Merritt Island, Florida, thanks for listening.
And thank you, Mary. Have a good afternoon.
Bye.
Bye.